Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to The Morning Show with...
Big JD and Lippo, and I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
That's convenient, I guess.
Is it?
How are we doing today, Big JD?
It's pretty convenient that we're here doing the show for Big JD and Lippo.
For all the listeners out there, it's very convenient. You just dial the dial to 99.1, and you're going to hear us at 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays.
Okay, we want everybody to go to your dial and tune into 99.1 FM.
They're there, buddy. They're there.
That's right. Well, some of them could be listening online, cjam.ca, right?
They could be, yes.
Sure.
A lot of people around my parts, that's how they listen to the show.
Well, you don't get real radio out there, do you?
No, we don't.
Out in the county.
You heard of terrestrial radio? We get extraterrestrial radio.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can turn on the radio and you get odd, crazy sounds. Mm-hmm. And that's what radio can sound like, too, when you get that some of that crazy... What do you have frequency... It's not white noise necessarily, because white noise is more like shh.
Yes. I don't know what you call that.
Wow.
But you get it at night.
Only at night?
Radio waves travel differently at night than they do during the day.
Well, yeah. They bump into things because it's dark.
No, it's actually the other way around. Radio waves.
It's light at night.
No, radio waves have a harder time getting to.
And why is that without the light? What does that have any bearing on radio wave? And where did you learn this?
I learned it in science class.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. You remember something from science class?
Yeah.
I don't even remember science class.
I just finished high school last year.
Yeah. Well, you got kids, so that might help. They probably bring some of that stuff home in the last...
Don't bring any of that stuff home with you.
That's what I'd be telling my kids. Don't you dare bring any science home.
Or any other stuff.
Or any homework, anything.
Teenage years. What? Venereal disease, drugs, girls, drama, it's all... I'm glad that's all over with. But anyway... Anything going on with you, Big JD?
There's a lot going on.
All right.
Business as usual, so.
You want to get into the news, or we wait for the things?
He's waiting for the cue. No, we can get into the news.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom.
Beautiful.
Perfect, too, because we're going to deliver the news.
Deliver away, Big JD.
Let me deliver some beef.
All right. Where's the beef?
Well, the beef products recalled for possible E. coli again.
That's poopy.
Canadian Food Inspection Agency, which is the CFIA.
Yeah, that's
what it is. We don't have an FDA. I wonder if a lot of Canadians think the FDA applies to Canada, too.
Well, a lot of Canadians think a lot of stuff that they hear on the television applies to them, but it doesn't.
Ooh, yeah, television. And television and all in broadcast media. Okay, so last week, Weekend warned that E. coli might be present in certain burger and beef products distributed across the country. Morning beef burgers in 1 kilogram packages sold in Co-op and TGP stores in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Northwest Territories might be contaminated with E. coli.
Good thing it's not in Ontario. I was just waiting for you to say Ontario, but you didn't.
Well, does that stuff, though, I wonder, make its way here in any way, shape, or form, or some of the places that...
I think it's pretty strict as where you can sell your meat. Meat can't cross the provincial lines. You put a smile on your face when I say sell meat. I don't get it. That's crazy. But your best... Oh, you get all it. Those people who live in those provinces that Big JG just mentioned... Your best bet is just to go to McDonald's and buy your hamburgers there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because there's no actual beef in those hamburgers. It's just corn product.
Why? Where's the beef?
There's no beef in there. Same with Wendy's, I guess. Wendy's is really bad as far as the percentage of beef in their burgers.
Well, let me tell you, the CFIA said one illness has been associated with these products made by New Food Classics of Mississauga, Ontario. So there. Now we're getting closer to home.
It's closer to home. It's in that province.
I really don't like it.
Well, you don't eat much beef anyway, do you?
No, not really.
I don't either, for the most part. I stay away from red meat.
This out of Ottawa, feds close to close a loophole in gay divorce law.
Is that a pun there? Loophole gay. They have two guys hugging each other.
And you're talking about my smile.
What loophole is being closed?
The conservative government is making good on a promise to close a legal loophole that calls into question the legitimacy of thousands of gay marriages between foreigners who came to Canada to wed.
Oh, I see.
Because they can't do this all across the United States.
Right. Exactly. And, well, even legitimate marriages between... I'm sure I shouldn't have said that. Traditional marriages between a man and a woman, when one of the partners is from another country, there's all kinds of scrutiny upon those people. They have to jump through a lot of loopholes to have their wife sponsored. Because once, even if you marry somebody, like you fell in love with somebody from wherever, Thailand, let's say, and you bring her home, you automatically... She's not automatically part of the country just because you married her.
Right.
Like her medical costs and all that stuff. She doesn't automatically just become eligible for all the goodies that go along with living in
It's not automatic, but she does become eligible for them.
Eventually.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's a process. That's what I'm saying.
Tell us a little bit about the bill to legalize
single game gaming and sports.
Yeah, single game sports.
So the way it works right now, if you walk into the casino and you want to bet on a sporting event, you have to bet on multiple sporting events or multiple outcomes for you to actually get paid off. Well, what Joe Comartin, who is a MP for some part of the city of Windsor here, I assume it's the part that the casino is in, he has put forth a bill that will allow you to just walk in the casino and, you know, bet on the Tigers game tonight or bet on the Super Bowl, just one game, and you can put one amount down on it, which you can do in Vegas pretty easily. I'm not sure what the casinos in Detroit or the ones in Ohio offer, but it'll be good to have that in Windsor.
We're talking on the show today about the different celebrations and kind of events that go on in February, because there's quite a few different things that go on in February.
Are we going to do this every month, though?
No, we're not.
We're not going to talk about Easter next month?
There's not this many events that go on in every month anyway, so...
Are you kidding?
Not quite this many, I don't think. No.
I think there's something every week.
Well, there's something, but I don't know about every week of every month, but this is a lot. And one in particular, of course, is Black History Month.
Which is very important to people in this area, for sure. There's a lot of black people who live in this area due to its geographical location.
It is for the remembrance of important people and events in the history of the African diaspora. So that's celebrated annually in the United States and Canada in February, and the United Kingdom as well in October.
Oh, it's in October in the UK, is that what you're telling? Okay, yeah. But we celebrate it in the United States and Canada at the same time.
That's right. I had a chance to talk to Galen Brown, who is a creative director of 3004 Studios, located in Toronto in the US as well, and kind of in fitting in with Black History Month. He's doing a film right now that is related by way of where it's being shot, and the film is called Amunyegu in Times to Come. So, Galen, tell us a little bit about your production company and where you're based.
My production company is called 3004 Studios. We're based out of Toronto. Very small, very new. And we work on anything from documentary films to corporate videos. We even branch out into graphic design and photography work as well.
Great. And you're promoting a new film that's in, I guess, pre-production right now?
Yes, it is. It's in fundraising as we speak. We're using Kickstarter to fund it. It's our first time to use Kickstarter, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that film, and also tell us a little bit about how this film relates to Black History Month.
Sure, no problem. The film is called Amunyegu, which is a Garifuna word, which means in times to come. So that's kind of how it ties in with Black History Month, in that a lot of this film will be showcasing the Garifuna culture, which is a very interesting culture in Central America, descendant from obviously West Africans, slaves that were brought over, a lot of which were marooned and kind of created their own little communities, developing their own languages and music and stuff like that. It's very beautiful culture. But the film is about a small community in Belize called Plasencia, which is trying to have the government declare a local mangrove lagoon as a protected area, because in the last decade or so, more so in the last couple of years, unregulated development has really harmed the lagoon. People are just cutting down the mangroves, dredging the swamp, even dredging a lot of coral near Plasencia to make concrete for a lot of this development. And the people of Plasencia are in no way aware or have given permission to do this, if you will. So what they're trying to do is tell the government this, that this is happening without their consent, even though a lot of people are saying that it is. It's an inspiring documentary, because a lot of what I really want to do is create a film about environmental protection and social action that is not as dark and ominous and gloomy as a lot of the documentaries we see today. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I feel like a lot of the documentaries we see are just like, well, the problem is this big and, you know, it's going to be really hard to do anything about it. And if we don't, we're all doomed. Well, I feel like a lot of these kinds of stories are not what we need. And so with this story, I really want to kind of inspire other communities around the world who are facing similar situations, and to show them that it is possible. I mean, Plasencia, it just in 2010 managed to fend off large cruise ship companies from creating villages in their town, where cruise ship passengers would, you know, disembark and spend a night or whatever and leave the next morning. And their argument was that it wasn't actually going to help them, contrary to all the people who were selling them that it was good for them. You know what I mean?
So you hope to offer some solutions within the film as well, or?
Well, it's going to be basically talking to the locals. I mean, we're going to be talking to fishermen who have grown up there, who've lived there their whole life. We're going to be talking to some community leaders who have started nonprofits down there specifically for the protection of the lagoon and other environmental resources. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be just telling us how it is and how they're able to mobilize as a community. You know, I mean, Plasencia is only about 1,500 people, and I just think that they're showing true power of a community in such small numbers, and I think that's something that we can really learn from here in Canada and around the world.
That sounds like an interesting film and definitely a story that needs to be told or shared. Where can listeners find out more information about the film?
You can definitely go to Kickstarter, so just www.kickstarter.com and search Amunyegu. It's hard to spell, but it's Amunegu, and there's some little accents and funny inflections on the letters, but not to worry about that. If you just put in the letters, it'll find it. You can also search on Facebook an organization called Peninsula Citizens for Sustainable Development. They are helping us out a lot in terms of logistics and finding people to talk to and so on. And Kickstarter is a crowdfunding website, if you're not familiar. So basically, we're trying to get a lot of people to donate small amounts of money in order to raise the money for this film. And it's a very low budget film, and we might have to go after some other funding to subsidize the total budget.
All right, listeners can check out Amunyegu at kickstarter.com. And as well, I guess they'll find out information there about 3004 Studios.
Exactly, yeah. Right, there'll be links all over the place. So.
All right, good stuff. Appreciate you taking the time to be on the morning show with Big JD and Lippo.
Well, thank you so much, Big JD.
All right, Galen, take care.
Yeah, ciao.
All right, that was Galen Brown, creative director of 3004 Studios, who is doing the film Amunyegu in Times to Come, which is related to Black History Month by way of where it's being filmed. And you can search for the film Amunyegu on Kickstarter, where they're trying to raise money to shoot the film, which is currently in pre-production.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So yeah, we're talking about the different celebrations or events that go on in February. We had talked before the break a little bit about Black History Month, what Black History Month is at least, and had a little interview with Galen Brown, who's producing a film, and he's based out of Toronto, his film company. We want to move on to some other things that go on.
What else is going on in February?
Well, there's Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Which is February 14th.
Yes, that was last week. Mm-hmm. Did you give your wife anything for Valentine's Day?
A rose.
Oh, that's nice.
We went out for dinner, so.
Very good.
Valentine's Day, celebrated in many countries around the world, mostly in the West, although it remains a working day in all of them. It's not a holiday.
Well, no, it just celebrates St. Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. St. Valentine was a guy who loved. No, I have no idea. Who is St. Valentine? Do we know?
One of the more early Christian saints named Valentinus, I guess you would say.
Sure.
All the modern romantic connotations were added several centuries later by poets.
Oh, see. And so the holiday became a holiday because of the greeting card companies, right?
Yeah, first became associated with romantic love in the circle of Geoffrey Chaucer in the Middle Ages when the tradition of courtly love flourished. Mm-hmm. So by the 15th century, it had evolved into an occasion in which lovers expressed their love for each other by presenting flowers, offering confectionery, and sending greeting cards known as Valentines. Okay. Just like you said.
Sure. So the florists were digging it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. The florists are still digging it, I'm sure. And speaking of digging, how about Groundhog Day? You know, and I never really realized that. I never really paid attention to Groundhog Day, when it was, and the crap that goes on around it. Like, if he sees the shadow, doesn't see the shadow, the Indian summer and the whole, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether it's extended or whatever it is. But Groundhog Day does happen. February 2nd every year. I never really paid attention to realize that it's actually always on the same day.
Right.
I just thought whenever the groundhog comes out.
And who's the groundhog?
What if he doesn't come out though on that day?
He does.
Always that day? He comes out.
Well, he comes out, yeah. I mean, it's a stage thing.
Well, of course, JD. It's a stage thing.
And he has a name. The one in the States has a name.
What his name is?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Love it.
Yeah. The groundhog has a name. And the one in Ontario, they have one in Ontario, and his name is Wyerton Willie.
Very nice. And according to folklore, if it's cloudy when a groundhog emerges from its burrow on this day, then spring will come early. If it's sunny, the groundhog will supposedly see its shadow and retreat back into its burrow, and the winter weather will continue for 6 more weeks.
6 more weeks, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no scientific anything to do there. It's usually cloudy on that day.
And, of course, the day was official in whenever it was official. In 1887 became official. How about Family Day? Family Day is another celebration, February 20th. That's in a couple of different provinces, isn't it? In Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Ontario.
Yep.
Family Day. So you spend with your family and you get time off for that?
Some people do.
Yeah.
There are people who I know worked on Monday.
And President's Day.
Okay.
In celebration of the presidents.
How come we don't have a Prime Minister's Day over here?
Maybe they're not that important. I don't know. Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, both in February as well. And we need to move on.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
So are we going to be playing Groundhog Day?
No, we're not.
Oh, bummer.
The film?
No, the
Isn't there a film,
song.
Too, with, what's his name in it there? Bill Murray. Groundhog Day.
Caddyshack.
What's Groundhog Day, anyway? What's the song?
It's a song by Gordie Johnson that was done by Double Trouble with Johnny Lang singing. Hmm. Got my money.
That would be rather appropriate as well.
But now you go.
So is this one, because this one is called Except February, which has 28. This is Harry James. Never trust a guy with two first names. Harry James, trumpet player, big band trumpet player, born in 1916, died in 83. We'll be right back.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
As most people know who have a flat screen TV, that the most of them are either LCD or plasma. Mm-hmm. A lot of people preferred plasma because they had darker blacks. And the reason for that is with LCD screens, for that, by the way, it stands for liquid crystal display. And for that liquid crystal to give forth a light, either a red, green, or blue one, it had to have a backlight behind it to ignite it, is the best word that's come to my mind. And so your blacks couldn't get that black because you have a perfectly white light behind it. So a lot of TV manufacturers tried to put in filters to compensate for that, but it never got quite close as plasma. However, there's another emerging technology called OLED, or they actually started as LEDs, but now the OLEDs seem to give a much better result. And what an OLED LED, of course, is a light-emitting diode, and the O stands for organic, so they use organic materials to create
hemp.
These.
They use hemp.
Possibly. Soy? No, I have no idea what the actual organic...
So if your TV's smoking from the back, don't even worry about it. Just gather around.
Gather around with a straw or funnel or something. So the deal with the OLED screens now is that they offer these darker blacks, which offer a higher contrast, which give you a better picture, a much better picture, and even greater color accuracy all around. However, up till now, most flat screen manufacturers were not putting any money into it because it was costing too much money. However, now Samsung has confirmed they are building a plant to make nothing but OLED screens. So the supplies of the raw materials that are needed must be enough or plentiful enough for them to start such a process. So basically, if you're in the market for a cheaper television, go ahead and buy yourself an LCD screen TV, or wait around and get a much higher quality OLED screen when they come out later on this year.
Good advice. Thank you for that. And we're talking today on the show about some of the different things that go on in February.
Mm-hmm. And why do they happen in February?
Because I don't know. Why do all these things happen in
it's
February?
It's a slow month as far as...
It's not a slow month at all.
Well, I mean, as far as people going on vacation or sporting events and, you know, just hockey basically going on now and golf.
The thing again, though, some of these different celebrations or events, I mean, Black History Month, obviously, a lot of different things go on. Valentine's Day, a lot goes on. So there's a couple big ones, I guess. Then there's the President's Day and Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday, and those things. But I mean, does anybody really do anything? I mean, if you have the day off, that's great. But yeah, it's not that big of necessarily a real celebration, is it?
A celebration? No, not so much.
As far as, yeah.
It's not
a lot of hoopla.
There isn't a lot of hoopla around Lincoln's birthday or family day for that matter. It's just let's take the day off. And depending on where you live, it'll give you something to do. Here in the Windsor area, family day was a beautiful sunny day and you could have took the family out for a picnic as far as it goes. Picnic in February. You weren't going skiing, let's put it that way.
How about do we have any personal events that go on in February? I know my dad died in February, and that's like 8 years ago, just from the 10th of the month, actually. So that's one event that I have in February.
I was married in February.
Ooh, yes. And it's been a while now.
21 years.
Wow.
Yeah, same woman I've been married to, February 9th. 1991, we got married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of a milestone, huh?
21?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. It's not the 7-year itch. I have the 21-year itch.
Uh-oh.
Three times as itchy.
Yeah.
It's a 7-year itch.
I was wondering why you're scratching. I'm trying to think if there's anything else in February. Anything else going on in February? February is, it's kind of an odd month. I mean, it's...
It's only got 28 days, but this year it's got 29.
It's one of them ones, though, that normally January is like crappy weather, and then you move out of January, you know, that first winter, December too, I guess, but January is this real, you know, cold, wintry month, and then February is kind of a tail off that, but yet a lead into March, which is supposed to kind of start warming up, you know,
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. And it's short, like I said, it's only got 4 weeks in it, whereas
all that's what Harry James says.
Harry James?
That's right.
Is that
not to be confused with James Harry. Harry James, from Morning Music
Mayhem.
It's not that called that anymore, though.
No, it's
we did
not.
That on the Jabbercast.
Yes, we did.
Which people can still check out, thejabbercast.com, if you want to check out old, past Big JD and Lipo shows.
Yep.
Fun stuff. Covered everything. We're running out of things to talk about.
No, we're not. We have tons of things to talk about.
Well, of course. And now, for the next few months, we're going to dissect each one of these events from February.
No, we're not.
No, we definitely aren't. Did you know that Elijah McCoy was a local inventor around these parts here, and he's the reason we say it's the real McCoy? And how did that travel so far? Because, I mean, that's everywhere, the real McCoy, isn't it?
I thought it was down south. Isn't it the McCoys and the Hatfields? It's not the same McCoys?
He was born in, coming from different sources, in 1843 or 1844, but in Colchester, Ontario. Let's see, he served honorably in the 1837 Rebel War. So the Canadian government had given him 160 acres of farmland near Colchester when he was discharged.
Nice.
When he was three, his family moved back to the U.S., settling in Detroit, Michigan. So I guess he must have been from the U.S. originally then.
Sure. I always thought the McCoys were a southern...
Oh, here you go. Yeah, the McCoy runaway slaves from Kentucky who had arrived in around here, about 30 miles south of Windsor, via the Underground Railway, as a matter of fact. So, yeah.
So this McCoy here is a black gentleman?
Well, yeah. That's why I bring him up, because of Black History Month.
So, but a lot
but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, a lot of the slaves took on the name of their master, right?
Right, yeah.
So obviously McCoy is either Scottish or Irish, right? And this gentleman here, Mr. Elijah McCoy, he was neither Irish or Scottish.
Well, no.
Or of descent.
But that pretty interesting story for Black History Month. And
so he's the real McCoy.
Apparently he is, and you'll tell us why.
The saying, the real McCoy, meaning the real thing, has been associated with Elijah McCoy, inventor of an oil drip cup, for which he was well known. One theory is that the railroad engineers, looking to avoid inferior copies, would request it by name and inquire if a locomotive was fitted with the real McCoy system. So it became the real McCoy. So it had to do with the train part.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, learn something new every day on the Big JD and Lipo Show in the morning.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
For Quotes and Quips this week, it's something from Gary Cole. Do you know who Gary Cole is?
Yes, that's...
No, it's not the little guy from Different Strokes.
Dang, that's what I was going to say.
No, was it? Were you going to say that, really?
No, it's Coleman, I realize.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I have no idea who Gary Cole is. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who Gary Cole is either, but...
I think it's Elijah McCoy's brother-in-law, though.
Whoa, Gary Cole says, I miss everything about Chicago except January and February. Now, why would he say that? Because Chicago's cold.
Why do you got to say it like that?
Chicago's cold.
Oh, the actual weather's cold.
Yeah, what do you mean? What did you think I meant?
That the shoulders upon which they stand, because it is known with the city as the city with the big shoulders.
Okay, so
it is. So it would give you the cold shoulder in January and February.
We hate to give you the cold shoulder, but we're out of time. We got to go.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lipo in the morning.
Opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.